Good morning, my friends. I'm back from atop the Continental Divide in Rawlins, Wyoming, and welcome to another installment of Morning Reload from high above all other imbecilic forms of Wyoming mainstream media. This is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, broadcasting to you from the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming. Now, we had a good trip down to Carbon County to visit some of our redcoat hunting brethren, and we thought we might be able to find a redcoat or two to expose while we were there, but it would appear that in Carbon County, that species of Democrat that can't spell has been all but eliminated. Ah, no matter. Even though we didn't get to hunt some redcoats, we did have a good time at the Rural Wyoming Matters Congressional Forum. And if you're just catching up, Cowboy State Politics broadcast the entire thing live. In fact, it was our first live broadcast. If you haven't listened to it yet, you should go back and see what the two candidates that actually decided to attend had to say. Before we get rolling too fast on the program, some totally egregious self-promotion. You can listen to the podcast on any of your favorite podcasting apps. iHeartRadio, Apple iTunes, really any of them will work. But the easiest way is just to go to the website, cowboystatepolitics.com. There you can find all of the shows as well as any of the articles that I might bring up during the course of a program. If your name is Sleepy Joe Biden and you don't have a clue what's going on, well, you're in luck. You can go to the website, pull up an article, and educate yourself just like you should have been doing this whole 40 years, but apparently haven't. If you hadn't noticed, it's September in Wyoming. And do you know what usually happens in September? Yeah, that white crap starts flying around. And you, without some place to put all of those fancy, shiny summertime toys. Well, if you find yourself in that situation, you need to call my friends Nick and Jesse at Morton Buildings at 307-674-2532. These guys are the experts in metal building construction, and they can definitely set you up with a building where you can store all of those summertime fun toys and prevent them from getting snowed on. So you really ought to do that. Give them a call, 307-674-2532, or check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Calling all patriots on September 25th, 2021 from 2 to 6 p.m. is the Wyoming Patriots Roundup, and it's going to take place at the Gaslight Social, 314 West Midwest Avenue in Casper, Wyoming. They'll have a full bar that's going to be open until 10 p.m. This is a veterans-led roundup, but all patriots are welcome because we're all in this together. Let it not be said that the torch of liberty was passed to us, but we dropped it. So this is going to be a great place to connect with other local patriots in Wyoming. As United States Marine Corps General Smedley Butler said, there are only two things that we should fight for. One is the defense of our homes, and the other is the Bill of Rights. So it's September 25th, the Gaslight Social in Casper, Wyoming. Don't miss the Wyoming Patriots Roundup. We begin this morning's program with a little political analysis of the current state of the congressional race in the state of Wyoming. Now, if you haven't been paying attention, former President Donald J. Trump, has endorsed Harriet Hageman to run against Liz Cheney. Now, there's been a lot of consternation about this, and there are still several candidates in the race. So we begin the program with a little blast from the past. This is from the forum that was held in Casper, Wyoming on June the 12th. Here's what all the candidates said they would do after Donald Trump made an endorsement.
Candidates, will you endorse the candidate that President Trump endorses? Will you get behind a candidate that President Trump endorses? That's a singular question.
You bet. I do believe I mentioned that earlier. Yes. I think that is the endorsement that matters.
Indeed, yes.
Yes.
Yes, GOP National and GOP Wyoming.
No, not necessarily.
Absolutely.
Now, not all of the candidates running against Liz Cheney at that time attended the forum. Senator Anthony Bouchard chose not to attend that forum, so obviously his answer isn't in there. But two that you should pay attention to is Robin Belinsky from Sheridan, who in that clip she said that she would endorse the person that Trump endorsed, and former U.S. Army Colonel Denton Knapp. In that clip, you clearly heard him say that he would endorse the person that was chosen by President Donald Trump. And yet, two of those people are still in the race. That's Colonel Denton Knapp and Robin Belinsky. So at the forum that was held in Rawlins, Wyoming, that was the very first question that was asked. And here was the response from both Robin Belinsky and Marissa Selvig. And of course, Marissa Selvig said that she wasn't going to drop out anyway, but you can hear what her answer is.
First question is on integrity. On January 11th, 1922, Calvin Coolidge, the most conservative president in American history, stated and was quoted as saying, "There can be no national greatness which does not rest upon the personal integrity of its people." Earlier this year, in a previous forum, when asked, "Will you endorse and get behind the candidate that Donald Trump endorses?" what was your answer? Have you honored your word? And how does that decision reflect on your integrity as a hopeful U.S. representative to Wyoming? You have 2 minutes.
Okay, I did answer yes, that I would get behind the endorsed person. Although, being that was a very short amount of time, I did find out a lot more, and I'm educated more in what is going on, to have just stepped aside. I see that we have one endorsed candidate and one that's entrenched that we need to remove. And that has to be done by, again, we the people, not yet another candidate that's basically the same thing. So I am walking by that as my integrity and actually being able to represent Wyoming. And I wouldn't in good conscience step aside knowing that I could do a better job. So here I am, and I'm ready to do that job. Thank you.
You turned me off.
Am I on? There we go. Okay. Well, my answer at the forum was no, not necessarily, that I would not necessarily endorse who Trump endorsed. And I stand by my answer because I think that it's important to think about what the people of Wyoming want. And that isn't always bowing down to what others tell you to do. So I stand by my answer. It has not changed.
Thank you for those answers. And I'm glad the answers were what they were, because another favorite quote of mine from Calvin Coolidge is, "If you don't say anything, then you can't be called on to repeat it."
So essentially, Ms. Belinsky's answer is she didn't know a lot at the time, and now she's changing her mind and she's not dropping out. Okay. Well, the one guy that's still in the race that did not show up at the forum, and by the way, he didn't give a reason as to why he initially said he would attend the forum and then all of a sudden said he wasn't going to be there. But anyway, you heard what he said back in June, and now he's still in the race. But it gets a little bit worse than that. Enter Facebook. And all of these candidates should know that whatever you put online is there for forever. But fortunately, we don't have to worry about for forever, because this was posted yesterday on the page Denton Knapp for Wyoming-U.S. House, and I quote, "Pressuring and coercing eligible candidates to drop out of voter-funded campaigns 11 months before the primary is un-American and definitely not the way we do things in Wyoming, the equality state," end quote. You don't get to have it both ways, guys. So when all this stuff got started, the only people that were coercing and pressuring candidates to drop out of the race when Donald Trump made his pick was the candidates themselves. All of these candidates said that they were going to drop out, and now, since President Donald Trump picked Harriet Hageman, all of them think that it's all open season and they can go back on what it is that they said. Now, I get it. Changing your mind, people do that all the time, but in politics, you got to mean what you say and say what you mean. And so going back and saying that now you're being pressured and coerced into dropping out is a little bit ridiculous. Now, Wyoming voters are an interesting sort. In fact, I think they're quite unique in terms of the United States. If you just come talk to us and explain the situation, most of the time we're okay with whatever it is that you have to do. And you've heard me say this before on the program, that had Liz Cheney come to us and said, "You know what, guys, I think I really need to vote for impeachment against Donald Trump," no one would have agreed with her. But it would have changed things in the sense that she talked to us before she acted. So we're okay with decisions that most of us probably wouldn't agree with as long as we understand where you're coming from. But in this situation, when you tell us one thing, that is, you'll drop out and go with Donald Trump's pick, and then you don't, well, you know, that's what we call a flip-flop, and you might go as far as saying that you weren't telling us the truth in the beginning. So that's that. Now let's get to the results of the forum. Now, I'm not going to play any of the clips from it because you can go back and listen to the whole episode if you want. But what was interesting is the way the straw poll was conducted. It was split into two parts. One straw poll was the Carbon County Central Committee. They got to vote just by themselves. And the other straw poll was the general public that was in attendance because there was people there from all across the state. I even voted in it. So in the Central Committee straw poll, Marissa Selvig received 45% of the vote. And the closest person to her was Harriet Hagerman with 30% of the vote. Now, in the general public straw poll, Marissa Selvig received 41% of the vote, and the closest one to her was, again, Harriet Hagerman with 26% of the vote. So that was a clear win for Marissa Selvig at the forum. Now, I encourage you to go back and listen to the whole thing because she really did a fantastic job. And keep in mind, though, there were only two candidates there, Marissa Selvig and Robin Belinsky. So it was kind of a select candidate debate or forum, if you want to call it that. And it was kind of a smaller sample of Wyoming voters. But it's interesting in the sense that Carbon County really is the place that holds people accountable and is really conservative in the state. In fact, I might put them on par with Johnson County as being the more conservative places in the state of Wyoming. That'll about do it for today's episode, and we'll talk again on Wednesday. On Wednesday's installment of Cowboy State Politics, we're going to talk about some things that have continued to crop up throughout the year. The bias-motivated crime, or hate crime bill, as well as that SAPA discussion I've been promising you. We're going to talk about the people that were involved in gutting that bill, and it's not who they've been telling you it is. So anyway, we'll talk again on Wednesday. From the base of the Bighorns in beautiful Buffalo, Wyoming, I'm David Iverson, and this is Cowboy State Politics.